Let's start here.
Many people who love dogs will resonate with this. They are constant reminders that life reveals the best of itself when we live fully in the moment and extend our unconditional love.
You know, I'm probably the only first-generation college student whose parents are disappointed that he's getting a PhD.
2019 will be the Reds' 150th anniversary, which makes it the 150th birthday for the game of baseball officially.
Yeah.
I think there'll be a huge league initiative, but we certainly will be blowing it out.
This is WVXU's Discovery Podcast, Start Here. Whether you're new to podcasting or an avid fan of many years, Start Here will help you navigate the exploding podcast world with examples and samples for what to listen to next. I'm Tripp Eldridge, your podcast jockey. And with technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support from Connor Eldridge, we'll bring you three podcast samples in each episode of Start Here. Two from the rapidly expanding national podcast world, and one from the quickly growing and wonderfully creative community of podcasters right here in Cincinnati and the Tri-State. And we'll check out the hottest podcasts as tallied by the Apple Podcast Charts at itunescharts.net. And remember, you can always get a complete listing of our favorite podcasts at Podcast Central on WVXU.org. And you can join us. If you have a podcast you'd like to share or a specific episode you'd liked, let us know. Drop us an email or call us. Tell us your name, your podcast recommendation, why you like it. Our email is podcast@wvxu.org, or give us a call and we'll add your voice to ours, 513-294-8030. And now, it's time to start here. We begin today with a veritable grandparent in the world of podcasting. On Being with Krista Tippett began as a radio show back in the late 1990s, and gained national attention in 2003 when American Public Media picked up the show as a weekly national series. Originally titled Speaking of Faith until 2010, On Being is both a weekly radio show and a podcast which seeks to answer humanity's biggest questions like, what does it mean to be human? How do we want to live? On Being is also more than that. Their website is a dense collection of writings, collaborative projects, and events that make On Being sing less like a talk show and more like a social enterprise, in their words. But at the core of it all is the On Being show. And each week, Krista and her guests discuss everything from significant social issues to fundamental perspectives on life. No matter the topic, the episodes are always very informative and deeply profound. Here's a sample from the most recent episode of On Being featuring author-cartoonist Myra Kalman. The episode's titled The Normal, Daily Things We Fall in Love With, and Krista and Myra discuss these things in depth. In this clip, Kalman talks about the influence that dogs have had on her work and her outlook on life.
It was also interesting to me. I mean, you're beloved and known also for your Max Stravinsky, the poet dog, and your writings about dogs and your books about dogs, also for children, and but also writing for adults, that you actually got your first dog, Pete, when your husband, Tibor, was dying from cancer. So there was the connection to that.
It was really profound. And of course, I was terrified of dogs before that and would never entertain getting one. But we decided that for the sake of the children, it was really incredible to have a dog who would be a great mood elevator. And I just didn't realize that I was probably the recipient of the most the most mood elevation from Pete.
You wrote in Beloved Dog, I thought this was wonderful. I'm sure many people who love dogs will resonate with this. They are constant reminders that life reveals the best of itself when we live fully in the moment and extend our unconditional love. And it is very true that the most tender, uncomplicated, most generous part of our being blossoms without any effort when it comes to the love of a dog.
That's right. My children have something to say about that.
What do they say? So,
well, they want to know who I love more, of course, you know, and they're not such children anymore. But I think that when they were younger, there was a little bit of a, so who do you really love over here? But because of the simplicity of it, because of the, yeah, that we can do that really easily. And
the love relationship with our children is complicated. Because
yeah, they can speak.
They are complicated. Oh, no. They can speak.
That's a big problem right away.
So. But I also love how you you name dogs as natural comedians.
Yes, of course. They're very funny. I mean, that's, of course, when I started looking at them, you know, when you're walking down the street They're just, they're heroic and they're comic at the same time, which I guess is my favorite way of looking at things.
That was On Being with Krista Tippett. Check out the On Being website for all the episodes, as well as many more inspiring pieces of content and chances to get involved. And of course, you can always listen to On Being online through WVXU's Podcast Central. Next up is the Story Collider podcast. Started on the premise that science shapes all of our lives every day, Story Collider brings people of all walks of life together to tell their stories when science personally affected them. From the heartwarming to the hilarious and everything in between, these stories show just how much impact science has on us. Here's a clip from a recent Story Collider episode entitled Evolution: Stories About Evolving as People. In this episode, Story Collider brings you stories about science helping people grow and adapt to the world around them. One such story involves an evolutionary biologist and his creationist upbringing. Here, biologist Adam Andes discusses how his immersion into the world of science reshaped how he saw the people around him.
So as I was progressing away from creationism, my parents were moving in the opposite direction. And so this was really my reawakening to science. I set a new trajectory in life that brought me here to Yale. Now I study ecology and evolutionary dynamics. But every time I would go home, I would see a new book on my parents' bookshelf, like Taking Back Biology or The Truth in the Fossil Record or The Greatest Hoax on Earth. And they started going on vacation to the Creation Science Museum in Kentucky, which is great. There's in the foyer in the entryway, there's an animatronic dinosaur playing with an animatronic kid, because before the flood, dinosaurs and humans walked on the earth at the same time. And it's been really hard for me, especially because I know how I felt about people in my position when I was a creationist, the kind of ivory-towered academic elite who were advocating for the secular agenda and just trying to sweep away and obscure any evidence of creationism. And it's really sad to kind of have this perspective and to know that my parents, you know, I'm probably the only first-generation college student whose parents are disappointed that he's getting a PhD.
That was Adam Andes on the Story Collider podcast. As our world changes more rapidly than ever, science is becoming more and more a part of maintaining a sense of control and understanding. And it shows in these personal stories of the guests on the Story Collider. That story and many, many more are available for you now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our final podcast on this week's episode comes to you from some familiar faces. WCPO9 on your side's Chris Riva and Catherine Nero have teamed up to create a podcast that goes beyond an 8-second soundbite, delving into deeper conversations with Cincinnati's most notable influencers. Unprompted drops the scripts and lets conversation guide the episode, usually leading to moments that might not be discovered otherwise. Here's a clip from an episode of Unprompted featuring Phil Castellini, a name synonymous with baseball in the city of Cincinnati. Chris and Catherine talk with Phil about the team and its future, as well as efforts the Reds organization are making to make the game more appealing to a broader range of Cincinnatians. Here, Phil discusses the next big thing for the future of the Reds for fans to look forward to.
What I will tell you is the next big thing that we're going to do around here before that, if it isn't a World Series, which I, you know, let's hope that happens soon, is our 2019 will be the Reds' 150th anniversary of the team, which makes it the 150th birthday for the game of baseball officially as well. So I think there'll be a huge league initiative, but we certainly will be blowing it out for 19. And probably you'll see us kind of take a year off in 18 of big capital projects as we wait to do something big and make a statement, kind of in a nod to the history and whatnot in a project for 2019. And so we're in the process of kind of dreaming those up right now.
That was Unprompted with Chris Riva and Catherine Nero, discussing all things baseball with Cincinnati's own Phil Castellini. Find out more than you thought you would about the city and the people who make it great with Unprompted, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. And now to the charts we head, the Apple Podcast charts, that is, from iTunes charts.net. Last week, we told you about big media brands and their domination of the charts. ESPN, NPR, and others will be forever creating podcasts that relate to their overall media brand. But now we have an established podcast brand creating a sub-brand. WNYC New York launched the podcast Snap Judgment in July of 2010. It's a weekly storytelling podcast hosted by Glenn Washington. Well, now Snap Judgment, the podcast, has introduced a sub-podcast called Snap Judgment Presents Spooked. Spooked is a limited-run sub-podcast that features true-life stories of the supernatural, told firsthand by people who can barely believe it happened themselves. They're running weekly downloads through Halloween, and so far, it's been very well received. Snap Judgment Presents Spooked is number one this week on the iTunes charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.